Hey, here's my first no video episode of Riffing with Griffin. This is my another pre-episode. I'm not going to do videos all the time because sometimes I'm going to be on the road and I have to just do it like this. Or sometimes I just want to yap. I don't know what I want to talk about. People are already getting on me about my videos. They're like, man, get a light. Your camera sucks. So it's just all kinds of stuff to get this done. But I'm doing the best I can. I'm by myself right now. I got some people that are going to try to help me. And if you're out there, you listening and you want to help me, you know, send me a message. I will respond. Some people have already responded. Some dude already drew my logo for me, and like some other people trying to help me with other things. This is for you. It's not just for me. This is for you. Riffing with Griffin is for the people. So, anyways, last night I was at the Comedy Store and I did Kill Tony podcast. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's really weird. It's just like a bunch of bizarre comedians that come and try to do like 60 seconds of comedy, and then me and the panel. Excuse me, we critique them. So it was me, Jeff Dye, Tony, Red Band. It's great. I mean, it's a bizarre, it's really bizarre, but it's a great experience. I always love doing it. So, and for the people that were listening to Kill Tony and now you're listening to me, I really appreciate you. Thanks for coming aboard. Now, again, I don't know what I'm talking about yet. This is still pre-episodes. We're still doing pre-episodes. You know, I haven't really decided yet what I'm going to be doing. So if you have ideas, you know, there's things you think, oh, you know, Griffin, you should talk about that. You know, be more than happy. I'll be more than thrilled to hear what people have to say. So, you know, just get out there and do it. I'm going to have a big interview. It's going to be my first official episode. I got this dumb mic stand that, like, the mic is too heavy for it. So it keeps like leaning down. It's really stupid. See, I got a lot of technical difficulties. All right. Anyways, this episode, I want to talk about how I had a lab mouse in my apartment for like, I don't know how long. Could have been months. Could have been like 5 months. Never saw it. Like a little rat or something. Never saw it. Never saw droppings. Never saw anything. The way I found out is my girlfriend is over with me. And we went to this restaurant and there was like cookies that we got for dessert. I didn't want them. She's like, well, I don't want to eat these now. I'm going to eat them in the morning. I was like, cool. She left them on the counter on top of a black napkin with another black napkin on top of that. In the morning, she's leaving to go to work. Excuse me. And she calls. I hear her yelling, Eric, where are my cookies? What did you do with my cookies? So it's a whole big fight. I didn't eat these cookies. I come downstairs and I'm like, I didn't eat your cookie. And she's like, yes, you did. And I was like, maybe you ate it and you forgot. Cause she, you know, it just, she weird like that. She might've ate it. She would do something like that. Eat the cookie. Don't even remember, you know, ADD. And then next thing you know, she blaming me. So I thought it was one of those situations. So we kind of get into it about it. I'm like, I didn't eat your cookie. And then she says, well, you might have a mouse or something in here. And I'm like, we don't have a mouse because there were no crumbs, nothing. There was no ruckus. There was no, like, the area looked fine. So I was like, okay. No, I was making her feel dumb. Like, there's no mouse in here, Rachel. You think there's a mouse? So I was being a dickhead. And then, so she's like, well, maybe leave something else out. So she's going off. She's telling all her friends about this. All her friends are like, oh, he ate that cookie. He's just trying to blame you. So we're getting into a whole thing. It's like battle of the sexes. My dudes are like, oh, she probably ate it. She's just trying to get on you. Be dramatic. So we get this whole thing. I even come home and I leave a berry, a blackberry. I left a blackberry on the counter on the napkin and I just left it there. And then I came home and I was like, oh, sure enough, the blackberry's still there. And I'm like, there's no mouse. And she's like, well, I didn't eat that cookie. So it's a mystery, right? Maybe a couple weeks later, I'm sitting in the living room and I hear a noise behind the stove, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck is that? So, and then every time I went into the kitchen, it would stop. I would kick the stove. I kicked this motherfucker and nothing. Then I would go back and sit down and then I would hear it again, like a little scrambling noise. Like, you know, this is a smart. Okay. Anyway, I tell the managers of the building And they come and put, you know, a mouse trap in this motherfucker. 3 days later, they caught a big ass, like a baby dog. You know what I mean? Like it was, and I was like, what? Right? So then now I have to look in all the crevices. You know, I'm like, now I'm mad at the building. So I'm like, yo, it's freaking Jumanji in this bitch. So why is there like rodents? You know, I pay too much rent for this. Go look over my screen door from my balcony, and there are holes in the screen door on the bottom. These motherfucking mice jump across from telephone poles and stuff onto the balconies, and that's how they get in. And I saw the little trail. And then once I saw the trail, I was like, oh shit, behind the couch, droppings. Weird little places. I was like, this dude was living with us. I had a roommate that wasn't paying rent and was eating all my fucking food. But the good thing about it, this motherfucker was cleaning up after itself. All right, so this was the kicker. I pull the couch up, and there's the napkin. This motherfucking mouse grabbed the cookie and the napkin and then took it under the couch to eat it. That's some lab shit, man. Like, I keep looking online thinking, like, some smart mice escaped a laboratory and then they on the run. This was some straight up, like, remember that, what was that book, The Secret of Nymph? Was that the name of it? You guys can correct me, but it was like about those smart rats. I had a smart rat up in this bitch. And so now I see the black, that was my evidence with my girlfriend. The evidence was what the mouse took, the black napkin. So I had to eat crow. Man, I had to eat it bad. So I had to call her and go, guess what? There was actually a mouse. I found the napkin, and oh my gosh, he was giving it to me. You see, I told you. You were making me feel so stupid. And so that was like another fight, because now the fight was about how we were fighting. But I told her, I said, at least I admitted it. I said, you know, I came clean. I was like, yes, you were right. I was wrong. There was a mouse. I mean, the real issue was there was a fucking mouse. I mean, can you imagine? This sucker was just, I looked under the couch. This sucker was living the life. Like, and there was nothing in the kitchen, like of the cereal, nothing. This mouse was not doing anything in the wide open. Like, there was never mess on the counter, nothing like that. It was all in the cupboards. I was all underneath the sink. And I was like, why didn't I see this? So that was, pretty scary. That was a scary situation. So I'm gonna ask you, have you ever fought with your significant other about something, and did you admit you were wrong? Do you not like admitting you were wrong? Does she make it worse for you when you admit you're wrong? And ladies, do you like admitting you're wrong? I mean, how do you guys argue? Are you guys out there fighting about stuff that you want? Maybe if you're out here and you're fighting about something, you need a mediator, I want you to hit me up, because I'm a grown ass man with real world advice. And that's what my podcast is going to be about, too. So I'm just putting this one out there. That's what happened to me. I had a lab mouse, and I want to see what's going on in your life. What little situations did you guys have? Like, I want you to write me. Email me, eric@ericgriffin.com. You can hit me up on Instagram @ericgriffin. I want to hear the stories. Send me a little video if you want, and I'm going to put this up in my podcast. These are the kind of things I want to do. Let's see how that works. So, well, there you have it. This is just a short, brief 10-minute episode brought to you by no one. I have no sponsors yet. The Eric Griffin, Riffin with Griffin, brought to you by no one. But I'm going to be in Winnipeg this weekend. It is, what is the date? It is the 16th, 17th. So I'll be in Winnipeg this weekend, 18th, 19th, something like that. Just look on my website, ericgriffin.com. So that's just a quick 10-minute chat. And remember, if you have some questions and you want to tell me about a situation that you and your girlfriend are fighting about, I'll be more than happy to give you some advice. So hit me up right now. Hit me up, and I will check it out. And then a future episode, it'll be all about you guys. So anyways, that's a quick 10 minutes, another pre-episode of Riffin' with Griffin. And this is Eric Griffin, who's Riffin' with Griffin. Griffin out.